Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Jim Jam here. Look at Johnny is here.
Here in the studio.
Look, see?
Yes, if you're watching this, if we're touching each other, look.
So,
hey!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Damn it, Vince!
Speaking of touching, if you're watching this, look at this cool shirt we got on it. You can go buy this on
T-Pub.
But
we gotta thank Bird for this, by the way. For this,
yes,
image.
Thank you, sir. So on today's podcast, we got some horror news.
Horror.
The Big Ball Buddy Report. We will be having horror news, and then beyond the basement door, we will have some weird news, some ghost stories, some ghost stuff. Yeah, mostly ghost stuff, right? Paranormal, something. Creatures.
Something like that.
Something about creatures, something.
It's behind the basement door.
Yeah. What did I say?
Beyond.
Oh, well.
It probably sounds cooler.
Yeah, I mean, it beyond the basement door. It don't matter. And so, Conuga is in February 23rd. Just so you remember, we won't be hosting any panels. I will be there all weekend. Well, Friday and Saturday. Probably leave out Sunday. But yeah, so if you want to hang out, hit me up. We can hang out. And then, Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival. We read off the list of people last week. But we're probably going to remind you this for a while. Easter.
Easter weekend.
Yeah, Easter weekend, the 29th, 30th, 31st will be
Sonesta in Nashville.
Yeah, Sonesta Airport Hotel, Nashville, Tennessee. Make sure you get your tickets.
You get your room?
Yes, I got my room. Oh, yeah, we're going to be there all weekend. We will have a table there. We will be selling stuff, and we got a lot of cool stuff. So please, if you can, come and buy some.
I'm hoping to have this whole rack finished.
Help pay for a room.
Yeah.
Please.
That'd be amazing.
Pay for both of our rooms. That would be the best, and the table. So I need you to buy at least 30 things. 10 things. 5 things. Anyways, yeah.
10 things?
Yeah, I need them to buy 10 items.
Pay for the room?
Yeah, and the table. And
we need
food.
We need everybody to buy everything we got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if each person bought 30 different things. But anyways, yeah. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have some new guests, and we're going to hang out and do stuff. Probably do a lot of videos up there. You know, usual. If you want, you can come up there and be in a video. Yeah. You can bring a snack. An interesting, unusual snack that we haven't tried. So you got to go through all of our videos and watch all 500. It's only 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
So only 1,500 minutes. Mostly, probably more. A video.
Yeah, bring them, and you can do a review with us.
But even if we done it, we can redo it.
Yeah.
Because I probably forgot about it anyways.
Yeah.
Weird sodas. Like there's this chocolate banana soda. I think we tried a chocolate soda. It was really good. They sell a chocolate banana soda. We tried grass. We tried dirt. We tried mustard. We haven't tried enchilada. Yeah, his face. They make an enchilada soda. We haven't tried any of the turkey and dressing sodas.
Enchilada, like for
yeah, enchilada sauce. We haven't tried any of the pumpkin or the pies. They make like they have like four or five different pie ones.
Is that seasonal or can you get
any? I think you can get any time, and you can get the Thanksgiving dinner ones anytime too. So just let's throw that out there. You know, that'd be a good thing to bring, and we all try. And you bring some cups so we can all try it.
Gross.
So, yeah, it sounds really horrible. Probably is. So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to finding it. So, anyways. This week, we went and seen Little Shop of Horror musical in Manchester. At the MAC, Manchester Arts Center. Yeah, and so it was really good.
Dude.
Really good.
It made me remember how much I love plays.
Yeah.
Dude, that was funny.
Well, it's a music.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. Let's just say that, right?
Yeah. Yes. And it was like 2 hours.
Yeah, for like plays, they have intermissions and all that.
No, but I mean, but like, it went an hour with the intermission, and then it went another, like, it's like 15 minutes, another 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
So, like, it was really good. And like Ginger said, I forgot how much I enjoyed live musicals. I don't care for like TV musicals, like watching a movie that's a musical. I don't give a shit about that because they can mess up all the time.
Yeah.
And restart. But like in a play, it's live. So it's really good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of plays, but
I've seen a few, but
I mean, at school, but like,
yeah, I've seen some big plays and stuff. We're going to hopefully do one at the end of February, right? Mm-hmm. I got another one. What was it? Egger? No?
Baskerville.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
What plays have you seen, Jim Jam? Big ones.
Maybe not big ones. Like, you know, my mom used to work for a woman, and she had I seen a couple of her plays that did at the Jewish Community Center.
Oh.
And it was big production for them, you know. But it was one was Anne Frank and Me, so it was about
Anne Frank.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have you heard?
Also, because I knew him, I got to sit in on the one they're doing the reads, like at her apartment, and all the characters. I'm sitting in the middle. I'm like 9 maybe, and I'm just sitting in the middle of all these actors, and they're doing the whole play. I can't remember the name of that play. Something Zoe. But they're doing the whole play, the read for it, all around me. I'm just like, and then the girl playing Zoe was just like, I got a crush on her. I just kept watching her. She's so pretty.
That sounds extremely lame as for a 9-year-old.
I was infatuated. It was just, I don't know.
It's a lame kid though.
Well, just sitting around and then picturing it in my head, you know, it's just like. It's so cool. It's like watching a live podcast going on before I knew what a podcast was.
Like, at 9 years old, I would much rather have been outside.
I was in theater though. So.
You was in theater?
Well, outside of school because I didn't have theater at that age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did a theater. I went to a summer school.
I didn't live in Nashville.
I went to a summer art school, and they
that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, I got to watch what was my favorite class, and I tell you, improv.
Yeah, I'd love
that fucking. I wish I had the balls to get up here because some of them kids were phenomenal. They were gonna go places if they didn't fuck it up or snort it up their nose.
I wish we could do an improv here locally.
God, dude, that would be great.
Because I would do it just to get out of my comfort zone.
I'm gonna be in the front row nagging.
That's a song, right?
I don't know.
I'm gonna be.
Maybe we can find someone to do it at like a restaurant or something.
Yeah. I'm not putting it together.
No, I'm just saying
Manchester Arts Center already have somebody.
Maybe I can put a birdie in their ear and they can do it and we can just show up.
Yeah, well, like an improv class once a week would be really cool. I'd probably pay for it. I mean, honestly, just
we need to look into that. Would you go to Murfreesboro for an improv? No, okay.
No, because I'm not like it's gonna have to be
local.
Like I'm not that into it. You know what I mean? But anyways, the one play that I went to that was actual big production at TPAC, Little House on the Prairie.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, it had the one woman that played the one girl.
Oh, so she there's a legit actor in it for like
the young one.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what was I don't. Yeah.
No, and the one main dad, Michael something.
Michael Landon.
Yeah. Yes. Wasn't he like a heartthrob back then?
Yeah, he was in some sort of heaven show too. He's like super, like religious. But the little girl that was in, kind of like the main character, but it was her. She was the mom. She played mom. Yeah. So it was good. It's really good. Phenomenal. But like if we had like a Broadway thing, yeah. Melissa Gilbert. Yeah. I thought it was Melissa.
Well.
Yeah, she played mom. She played, you know. But yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed that. But Little Shop of Horrors was a blast. What plays do y'all like? Have you been to a musical? Do you like
them? No, I was watching that. And that makes me like maybe tomorrow or something. Or I want to watch it again. The
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to? I thought yeah.
Because I don't fully remember it, but I know there's two, right? So there's the original, and then there's the one with what's his name.
Yeah, the first one is the one with what's his name.
No, I thought there's a black and white one too. I might be wrong.
Oh, you talking? Oh,
talking about like Little Shops of Horror had like a 50s.
Yeah, I only know the one with
there's 1986. I thought there were.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, Rick Moranis.
Is that?
Yeah.
No, this is the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the old one. This is the one. What? I don't know. I have to look at the cast. Either way, look at that. Audrey.
Yeah, 1960. Yeah, there's a black and white one.
Okay, so that's what I
said. I've never seen that one. It's an hour and 12 minutes long. That would be totally doable. It's on Tubi.
For the original OG one?
That's what it says on Tubi.
Yeah.
For an hour and 12 minutes, that would be totally doable. It's black and white. It says Jack Nicholson was in it. Yeah, okay.
Does he play, what's his name? The,
Wilbur. Play Wilbur, yeah.
Wilbur what?
I don't know, man. It didn't show, like...
Oh, he played the... No, who's Wilbur? That ain't the main one, was it?
Dude, no.
What's the main Seymour's one? Seymour. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, for real. So, we're gonna try to find us some more plays to go check out. And I'm gonna try to look into finding some, I wish I could find some, or maybe find some improv close by or get some.
I looked up improv locally and it's like Nashville, Murfreesboro, maybe. So I wouldn't want to drive to Murfreesboro on a Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's going to be through the week. Like, that's when improv classes are. That's how I imagine them. I just don't. It's on the weekend, it seemed like they'd be packed out, you know?
Yeah.
And people that really want to do it are going to go. But I would love to, like, do an hour class and just get up there and, like, you know, improv. Get out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah. So improv and it's not stand-up comedy.
No.
And then you're acting out a scenario.
Yeah. You're in a restaurant and the waiter's mad.
I guess that's okay.
And then you just ad-lib everything.
So you got to be quick on your feet for yes. Something like that.
To do the and then, you know, like you tell a story.
Oh, yeah.
And all the person does is, and then you have to keep telling the story, and then you have to. Yeah, but it helps build that mental exercise of being able to. Because all the fucking comedians, they all did that shit. Like, they went to them classes. That's why they're...
Let's just start doing, like, set up a phone and start doing our own. And build. We can build our own ones.
I think we need more than just one person.
Well, we can include Amy, maybe, or...
Well, I mean, but, like, whoever. In person, but...
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, oh,
sorry.
We're over here talking about this when we need to move into the Big Ball Buddy Report. First on the list, as we've talked about within the past few weeks, Melissa Barrera being fired from Scream 7 for her political views on the Hamas-Israel war. Well, Hayden Panettiere stepped in and says to cause the firing of co-star Melissa Barrera from Scream 7 very unfair and upsetting. After she spoke out, then a whole bunch of other actors and people in the industry started to do the same thing, right? Panettiere said it was almost like she just did it earlier than everyone else. Says she reached out to Barrera after hearing the news, who thanks her for reaching out. You know, a lot of people hadn't really asked her how she felt. Melissa is such a badass as a human being and as an actress. She's hurt by it, but I think she took it in stride. Was very, very gracious about it. But let's be honest. They didn't want to pay Ortega, Jenna Ortega.
Cheap bastards.
They fire her, the Barrera, and then they claim that Jenna Ortega instead wanted to do Wednesday or whatever, Beetlejuice Wednesday, something. And
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. But come to find out it wasn't actually that. It's just they didn't want to pay her what she deserves because
she's... No, it was Beetlejuice.
No, I don't know.
Beetlejuice too.
Whichever one it was, but she just chose. I think it was Wednesday because it's still a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could work around a TV show more than you can work around a movie. I think it just shows that they're not willing to do what it takes to keep the superstars around. Like, Jenna Ortega is becoming a superstar. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I don't know.
We're recording this as the Royal Rumble is starting to take off. Apparently Jelly Roll's on there.
But we'll be able to rewind it.
Yeah. That's fine. It sucks because, you know, they could have, you know, I'm curious to see what they would have done to push on the characters of these two sisters. You know, regardless. It's becoming bullshit that they're going to, you know, fuck what the damn opinion of them people are and what they're doing. Keep the storyline going.
And man. Here, and just for this, so Christopher Landon, the freaky director, and, was very excited about helming this Scream franchise, but his dream job turned into a nightmare. Said, I guess now is a good time as any to announce I formally exited Scream 7 weeks ago. So we'll disappoint some and delight others. It's a dream job that turned into a nightmare, and my heart did break for everyone involved. Everyone, but it's time to move on. I have nothing more to add to the conversation other than I hope Wes's legacy thrives and lives above the din of divided world. What he and Kevin created is something amazing. And I was honored to have even the briefest moment basking in their glow. So the shit show.
So the
main actresses are not going to be there. The director that they had for Scream is not going to be there.
So the studio just constantly fucking up. Good job, studio, you dumb fucks.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get fucking greedy and woke.
Well, to me, yeah, it... Which, Barrera's comments, do you agree with them? I probably don't, you know, like, I understand.
I don't give a fuck about the comments. She can think what she wants.
And that's the whole thing. Like, I just want to go watch a movie.
Pay her and make the fucking movie, you dumb fucks. God.
Yeah, like...
Is it that hard to shut up and just...
Like, as long as she didn't go out and murder someone or hurt someone or do something... bad.
Yeah.
Like, she has an opinion that she believes in, and there's a lot of people that have shitty opinions. You know, if you think it's shitty or if you agree with it, Some people, because everything's divided, you know. But that's no reason. Like, you're there to work. Like, you don't worry about their opinions, because an opinion is a fucking opinion. It's not fact. It don't matter.
Yeah, people all the time say they're gonna boycott a movie, but I guarantee it, they go watch it no matter what.
And anything, I can understand if it's like they did a horrendous thing.
She said some words that hurt some motherfucker's feelings.
Well, because in Hollywood, the Jewish community is massive. So
we're whining fucking pussies.
But yeah, I don't know. Scream 7 sounds like it's going to be a disaster. So that sucks too, because the franchise was coming back and it was good.
Yeah,
it's really enjoyable. So I'm kind of.
Yeah, I enjoyed 6 a lot. So sucks.
I enjoyed 5.
Both.
And plus, Melissa Barrera's hot. Let's be honest. She's good looking. In my opinion, she's really good looking.
Latina woman, dog.
Yeah, I know. Weakness.
All right. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, gets its final trailer ahead of February premiere.
So the scheduled air date is February 25th. Are y'all still watching The Walking Dead? Have you watched all 5, 10, 15, 20 spinoffs of The Walking Dead?
So this is the one with Rick and Michonne. This is their movie. Are we going to watch it?
I don't know. I mean,
probably get fucking flagged if we did.
Probably, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of The Walking Dead, so.
Well, you can watch the sneak peek trailer now. It's out.
But I thought we would, you know, we need to bring it up to let you know if you did.
Say Aaron for
February 25th is the scheduled date to air on AMC.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Are you excited about it? I'm not. I just don't see how they're still fucking zombies. It's been 20 years.
They ain't rotted away yet.
Like, what are they eating?
Each other.
Like, they still got to eat, right? Like, a zombie has to eat something, right?
I don't know if they have to.
But don't they?
I don't know. Like, do zombies have to eat? Or can
like
they
you
just...
got to feed the virus, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, let us know. Because wouldn't you eventually decay because your shit's decaying?
So
you eventually just fall down.
Yeah, your muscles and I don't understand how it works or how zombies whole work. After you get so damn far gone, your muscles are going to be gone.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able, so.
I don't know.
Oh.
But anyways, Johnny, we'll take this one.
Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein cast. Apparently, they've been out and about and seen taking photos together. So, you know, they're going to be redoing this movie. Mary Shelley's classic tale Frankenstein is set up at the Netflix streaming service.
Oh.
Expect to start filming, possibly under the working title Prodigal Father. On February 12th, production last 5 months, wrapping up in July. But filming will take place in Ontario, Canada. And it said Del Toro recently took cast members Oscar Isaac, Mia Goth, and Charles Dance to eat at a Toronto restaurant where they posed for pictures with the staff. And the bottom of the article. And you can see the photo if you're watching.
Mia Goth, huh? Yeah, that's cool. So he's playing. Is he playing? I thought I saw a picture of him that he'll be playing.
Come back now. Is that Mia on the far right?
Sure.
Yep. She does not look like Pearl.
She does not look like her, as you said.
Pearl. Yeah. So, yeah. Are you interested in this remake? Do you think it'll be good? I don't know. Like, let us know. I mean.
You think it'll be in black and white color?
That'd probably be black and white. Just because they're fucking artsy. I'd prefer it in color.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a colored person. I see in color. So. I watch movies in color. I've said that before. Del Toro, though, Guillermo, he does a good job on stuff. You know, most of his projects are good.
Does he do more artsy stuff?
Things. Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. Like he even does like animated stuff. So,
well, I guess
I think he does a good job on things.
What was that Scary Stories Telling Dark? No, he didn't do that.
Well, that was the other guy.
The dude that did.
I don't know, man.
What's that one? Jane Doe, Autopsy of Jane Doe. Same guy did that.
Okay.
He did that one. Anyways, we got.
Yeah, let us know if you're going to be interested in that. So we're going to watch. You want to watch this trailer? Yeah. I haven't seen this. Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney film reaches theaters in March. I haven't heard of this, so. I don't even know.
Transition over. We'll mute our audio and here we go.
But I'm still searching for what that reason is. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello? I know God saved me for a reason, but I guess I'm still searching for what that reason is.
Too much blood of Christ.
It's a miracle. You are with child.
Out of all the women in the world,
why did he choose me?
How can we trust what's inside you?
Suffering. This love. Suffering. Yes, love.
Okay, as you know, Sydney Sweeney is not scared to get naked.
Not at all.
That looked really good.
The trailer actually had me, so.
So, Cecilia, a woman of devout faith who is offered a fulfilling new role at an illustrious Italian covenant, her warm welcome to the picture-perfect Italian countryside is soon interrupted as it becomes clear to Cecilia that her new home harbors some dark and horrifying secrets. But she looks like she gets pregnant. And
who impregnated her?
We don't know.
I guess we'll find out when we go watch
it. Is it God or is it the devil?
Oh.
So that'll be out in March. We'll let us know if you've seen the trailer.
You see that nun?
She's going to be out in March.
She's a very attractive nun, though.
Yeah, I mean, lots of nuns are attractive. But you know what? It's none your business about their attractiveness, bro. None. You got to mind your business because none your business.
All right, so.
You don't have this. Oh, yeah.
So this is time to move into listener stories, Shane. We got one this week from Hyperchondriacs on the Cryptids, from the Cryptids Reddit page. I've always debated posting this story, but never knew the right place to post, so apologies to this. Anyways, for a backstory, my cousin lives in Northern Alabama, and his family had a polo field about 20 to 30 minutes
20 to 30 miles from the Tennessee state line. He had told me a couple of times back when he lived on the property, he'd seen this figure around his property. Outside his windows, out in the fields, stuff like that. But these were stories late at night on Xbox, and I never put too much thought into them. This is his experience when he was 13 years old. Flash forward to a trip I went up to visit him around 2010. We went out camping on the polo field. What the fuck is a polo? Like, you're playing polo?
I guess like the horse polo?
Yeah. Now, damn, how rich were these people? It was a cool August night with a full moon, and we set up our tent and fire out in the middle of the field. Don't sound like you don't burn in a polo. Anyway, we had made food and just shooting the shit, listening to music when we started getting some strange cold and hot winds. The area was known for tornadoes, so we decided to pack up and leave. We had gotten most of the stuff back in the car, and I decided to lay back up on top of one of the hay bales and just look at the night sky because I hadn't seen a full night sky after moving to a city with high light pollution. A couple of minutes, my cousin tells me everything is packed and we're ready to go. So I hop up and look out across the field. At the edge of the field fence line, about 75 to 100 yards away, I saw it. It's human-like silhouette just standing right at the fence, looking right at our direction.
Oh, shit.
I knew the fences were about 4 feet tall and were sitting above it, waistline. So it appeared to be over 6 feet. They're 7 feet tall. It looked human.
That's big.
Yeah, huge. Looks human. But something seemed just off. Its limbs were thin. Its eyes were reflective like that of an animal. I couldn't make out a lot of facial features, but it just seemed flat and grayish pale. The best way I could describe it, mixed between the rake and vampires. Shit. From I Am Legend. I quickly hopped down, told my cousin to leave, and explained that I saw what I saw after we got back to his parents. When I described to him, it matches what he saw from 5 to 8 years prior when he was a kid. There's a few other stories from his friends seeing it around the woods a couple of years afterwards when they camp, but no one really has an explanation of what it can be. We looked into the area, and there was an old asylum abandoned from the late 80s and 90s, but given the span of around 15 years, it was seen. We don't think it could be some weirdo living out there. Has anyone seen anything matching what this could be in northern Alabama, southern Tennessee? Does anyone know what this could be? If you have any questions, let us know. That's what he says on here. I don't know. What do they say?
They're pretty creepy, huh?
That's super creepy.
Be out in the middle of a field at night and then see a creature staring at you.
I don't know. That'd be pretty fucking odd. But what if it was just cousin's friends playing a prank on him?
Could be. But damn, they brought that prank back from 5 to 7 years. What was it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you bring your cousin out there, you know what's going on.
5 to 8 years. Okay.
But have you seen anything out in the woods that's weird?
Let us know.
931-325-9755. Leave us a voicemail. Text us. Email us. Do whatever. And let us know your weird ghost stories.
Hell yeah. All right. So this is behind the intro happened. So on Behind the Basement Door today, we got some ghosts and cryptids and strange stuff, Johnny. First off, we have this is from Ghosts Reddit. My sister has been in her haunted house for 8 years and still gets shaken up when stuff like this happens. So we'll flip it over her so y'all can watch. We'll just play it with our audio. I hope I turned the damn audio on. You can hear it a little bit.
So it's like a knocking noise?
Yeah. What would you do if you're in your house and you hear that all the time?
I wouldn't live there if I heard it all the time.
You need to get a refund, y'all.
Oh, and it just so happens to stop. And you get closer. Yeah, I don't believe her.
You don't believe her? I think it's fake.
Yeah. He's full of shit. I think that's your washing machine that's fucked up, man. You got your cat fucking or dog knocking on something.
Yeah. All right, so this is in the crypt. This is back. We're back in the cryptids Reddit. This person says they this big bird or something. So we'll mute our audio and let him talk.
In this tray, it sounds like a dinosaur. It looks like a crane, but it's massive and it's squawking.
What the fuck was that? That's a garbage ass video.
What was wrong with
it? I mean, come on, dude. That's just a bird. Like, trolling people.
Alright.
I mean, goddamn, dude. Really?
So this next video, this is probably something you saw on TikTok before. But we'll keep the audio on this one. But look at this. I found out by Enterprise in Tullahoma that Franklin rents out Teslas. So now I want to go rent a Tesla and do this. So watch this. They're in a graveyard.
Yeah, somebody updated the software on Teslas to do this. This is a joke. And the Tesla software makers have done this on purpose.
All right. So Johnny, as always, ruining my fucking shit.
Yeah. That way when you go to a graveyard and it knows, they put the ghost there. I mean, it's common sense.
Why can't you just let me believe what I want to believe?
Sorry.
Always.
I mean, you got to be logical.
I want to be logical. I want to live in a world.
If that's the case, then I could just go get radar and fucking pick up anything.
I want to be able to go to the graveyard and see ghosts with my Tesla. All right, this next video is just, it's not strange or nothing, but it is a very good video or picture.
Do you think you can see ghosts with your testicles?
Tesla, shut the fuck up. This motherfucker.
I'm just asking.
But this is a video.
You felt them?
My nuts?
No, the ghost touching your testicles.
Have I got a hand job from the ghost?
No, you remember? Didn't, dude. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, I would appreciate it if you would sympathize.
Support
me. And
sympathize with your molestation?
From a ghost, okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right, so this is just video, as you see, of
the moon?
Yes, yeah, the moon, but look at it. This is crazy.
Oh,
it's a picture, actually. It's a video of a picture, whatever. But yeah, look at that. It's just how detailed it is. That's cool. Would you go to the moon?
No.
Why not?
Too fat.
The moon does not have a weight limit.
But the ships do. As far as
you think all of them were filled with water? What if this is where craters hit? Or
and that's where fucking asteroids and shit hit. Meteors hit.
Dude, it's all fucked up.
Have you never seen the moon?
Sometimes.
No, I mean telescope by where people zoom in.
Oh, yeah. That's all.
It's pretty fucking cool. I mean, it's really cool. All
right.
I still don't understand how it's round, but yet we're on a flat Earth. I don't understand that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why is the moon round?
Yeah, I don't know.
But so,
it's
Johnny,
an optical illusion.
We'll let Johnny introduce these.
Oh, am I? I don't know anything about them.
You're the ones that found them.
I just told you that this is what we need to do. This is a video. Camera slow motion video. Apparently there's a super zippity. I haven't watched this video. Like, I want to make it kind of a surprise.
But, you said super zippity.
Super zippity slow motion of a UFO, but it goes by real fast. I don't.
Where was it?
That was.
How fast was it really going then? If it went by that fast in a slow mo video, I wish this dude got.
Look at that slow. Look at that UFO. Wait, what are we looking at here? The little thing.
Right there. Watch.
Yeah, that's what. That's just a fucking butterfly.
That was a motherfucking.
Give me a goddamn break, dude. That's a fucking bird. Jesus Christ.
I swear, Johnny.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We cannot believe in nothing, Johnny.
Well, I believe this is more real. This giant alien
has landed in Covington.
Did you even transition that over there?
Not yet, but.
The other one?
Yeah. What? I just went back. Look at this, y'all.
Now, this is a real fucking alien.
Yes, that is. Why's it got a magnifying
glass? Okay. How long do you think? See, there's this giant green alien with a magnifying glass hanging out of a parking garage. How long do you think it will be before somebody jumps on it? That level and just climb on its head.
I say it's already happened.
Yeah. But that's a real alien.
Yes, it is.
It's just hiding.
It's hiding in there?
Yeah. Sorry, I got something in my eye.
What she said.
If you're watching this. Really? You're rude. No woman likes that.
Getting stuff in her eye?
Yeah.
Hey. She should have put some glasses on. Anyways. Yeah,
true.
So we got this here is a ghost in Central California on the road.
I see a red dildo right there.
That's the penis.
Oh, that's a circle. Never
it's supposed to be reaction.
That's a little weird.
Really, Johnny, you're going to believe this now?
I mean,
that's
a dust cloud?
That could have been a butterfly. Motherfucker.
I mean, that thing looks like it's walking.
That is pretty.
I mean, that was pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right, well.
All right, you want to know, are we moving into anything else?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I just heard something about, this is deep shit, okay?
Johnny going deep.
There's this, scientist guy that's really smart. Like, I'm not this smart. But, so, you know, we live in, like, the third dimension. Like, three-dimensional world. Like, you know, this is 3D.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a 4D, there's 2D, and, you know, it goes up and down. Mm-hmm. But, and I've heard this before, but it wasn't explained, I don't think, the way that this guy explained it. Scientists, and this is a proven fact, scientific fact. So scientists took and built a little box and built a gun, like a little big gun, put in this box that could shoot electrons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like under a microscope or something. Like, you know, this is small. This is like tiny shit. And when they shot the electrons at the wall, you know, shot the gun at the wall, in the box, it was waves, right? Like, they could see waves and like, what? That's weird. You know, like, everything is, it'd be something else. So they put a little camera down there. And when they put the camera down there and they shot the gun, it was dots. Yeah. And the explanation that was given, that he gives, is like, electrons are self-aware. And everything is made of electrons. Yeah. Everything. Everything is paper. Yeah, so they're like, oh shit, they're looking at like you're supposed to. Like, he didn't say that, but that's what I'm getting out of it. So what he essentially said was, is like, you know your house, the house that you live in. Well, it's nothing. It's electrons stacked on top of each other. So when you're not looking at it, it's nothing. But once you look at it, it goes back into shape. Yeah. He's like, this chair that we're sitting in, this is just electrons stacked on top of each other. That's all it is.
So when I go out of this room, it disappears.
Well, it don't just, it's, it just turns back into electrons. Like, it's just flat. It's not really existent. Like, it don't, I don't know. It's, it was so weird how he.
Did that go with the whole thing, like a tree, with a tree in the woods?
Make a sound if nobody's around. Well, does it?
Same thing, right?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, you would think that it would
logically. It's not there because we're only. So it's basically saying we're only making up what we see. We want to see.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's there. It's built, but it, you're building with the electrons. Like, it's on a molecular level.
Damn, dog. I think we need to be better builders, dog.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
But on a molecular level, we're fucking this peaceful. Is nothing. You know?
We should be, like, building. We're in a million-dollar basement.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can't afford the million-dollar electron basement. But, yeah, it's super fucking, like...
So electrons are expensive.
Yeah. Apparently.
I'm just renting them.
Yeah. You and me both, brother. But, yeah, just the way that he explained it, I wish I could explain it better. Or had
that's the name of the podcast.
I wish I could explain it better?
No, the something about electrons. I'll have to figure out something there.
But, yeah, it was just wild how he explained it. And it makes you really think, like someone put it in the perspective of, you know, a video game, when you're looking, a first-person shooter or first-person video game, when you're looking ahead, the world's built. But behind you, it's all just data. It's not there. So when you turn around is when it starts to be built again. And it's the same thing. And so what he ultimately said was, we're in a 3D matrix.
Hey, we need to damn imagine us with big old wee wings or something.
That's not how it works. Like, you already got your electrons. You were built with whatever electrons you got, bud.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Lose some weight, you'll get a big weenie.
Oh, your food, it just goes away.
Yeah.
That big dick's always in there.
It's just hidden. Yeah.
It's just hidden right now.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all, everybody's got a big, every dude's got a big dick.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just weird.
What about them skinny dudes with micro penises? They just fucked, huh?
What if he's a fat dude with micro penis? He's super fucked. I mean, if you had a thumb for, if your penis was erect, the size of your thumb, and what was the weight that I am?
Well, I'd be like super any.
Oh, dude. You wouldn't be able to piss. There's no way.
You just have to hold something in there and squirt it.
Yeah, because they can barely, they can barely.
You just got a vagina, pretty much, and that's a big old clip.
That's
What about the name of the podcast? A big old clip.
I feel bad for them people because, like,
yeah,
thank God that is not my case. Like,
I know every time it does, my dick flying low. That's
it ain't that big, but they're just, man, I got enough problems as it is.
A little dick ain't
much. Yeah. It ain't the biggest,
but. Johnny.
It ain't time.
That's it. I got 99 problems, but a little one ain't one.
Yeah.
Well, can I name a podcast up?
You could probably put Little D Ain't One. I don't know. People probably wouldn't get it. All right.
All right.
So make sure you leave us a voicemail. Jim Jam would love to know how big your penis is at 931-325-975.
Great, motherfucker. You're going to get us fucking dick pictures, dude.
I didn't know. This is voicemail.
Well, it's
gonna say nothing that you could send pictures on it, you dumbass. This is a voicemail line.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't say send Johnny some titty pictures.
Yeah, I'll take your clit pics. You got a big clit, let us see it.
You're gonna get a big fat with a hard on.
I don't want to see fat fucking. Like, you'd have to be able to see your clit.
Oh, it's a clit.
You know, like,
this is a hard day.
Well, I mean, no, there's a vagina and there's a dick.
I'm just messing with you, damn it.
And you can't send it to me because you don't even have anything to get to.
So. Johnny got access. I got the access to this one.
Yeah, so I won't see it.
Oh, I'll make sure you see it, motherfucker. I'll send it to you. You at least expect it. You just open delete, your messenger.
I just delete it.
You delete it.
I just delete messenger.
I did it one time. He's like, don't real block me on fucking messenger.
No more. You can only talk to me in Greg's chat.
I'll sit there and tell you. Greg's going to get the big clit, too. Oh, man. Anyways.
I don't want to see your big clit. I don't want to see your big dick either.
All right, well, hey, on that note, let's go watch the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I guess that's all we got. We out. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us. We'll be right back.